Hello, thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Scott. How may I assist you?
Scott, I am calling because there was a charge that was made on my credit card. What kind of company are you?
We service multiple different companies. In order to best assist you with that information, I'll first need to see what we had billed you for. Can I please start by getting your zip code?
30080.
30080. Thank you for that information. Can I please get your first and last name?
Talia Genty.
Talia Genity. That's a lovely name. I do see an account matching that zip code and your name. Can I please get you to verify your address for security purposes?
3159 Dunn Street, Smyrna, Georgia, 30080.
Thank you for that information. I'm waiting for my system to load. It's been a little slow today. Are you enjoying your weekend?
Not really, because my card was charged. I have your customer number. I don't know who charged my card, so I wanted to know exactly what that's up. What's the charge for?
Yes, ma'am. So I do see that on, let's see here. On May 4th of this year, you had placed an order for a kitchen appliance. Do you recall anything like that?
What kind of kitchen appliance, sir?
Let me see if I can get that information. It says kitchen BSB, product name was kitchen AB1. I'm not sure what type of kitchen appliance, maybe a blender, maybe a mixer.
No.
No, you don't recall anything like that?
No.
Okay, so I would like to briefly explain why you are being billed monthly, if that's all right with you. Okay, so when you had placed the order for that product, you would have paid shipping and handling. That would have been a gift to get you to enroll with our gadget campaign as stated in the terms of agreement. It would have stated that you would have also been charged monthly because their gadget campaign enters you in a sweepstakes to win items monthly, and they're also going to give you a $125 voucher monthly for our discount shopping store with our gadget campaign. It would have sent you an email for that as well.
No, I never received anything. I don't know
yes,
what's
ma'am.
Going on. But the card was charged, and it was declined anyway. And I have on the other line. Hello, are you there? Hello?
I am here.
Okay. Because, my card gave me, how do you call that again? My card gave me the number in order for me to call and see what's going on with it. Because there's no way I would have signed up, to buy a kitchen appliance that would cost me, $40 a month. That doesn't
yes,
make
ma'am.
Any sense to me.
I understand.
Okay.
And so this isn't anything you're interested in. I can't offer you a discount on our product. It is a great product, and we would hate to lose you as a customer.
No, sweetheart, I don't want the product. Didn't
yes,
sign
ma'am.
Up for it, so I don't want it. Okay.
I
if
do
there's
understand.
A way, just cancel me out from that thing.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to work on that now. I'm going to work on getting you canceled. Please just stay on the line. I do appreciate your patience. I understand that this may be frustrating. Okay, so I do have you canceled. I have a confirmation code for your cancellation. You will no longer be receiving any future billing from us. Would you be interested in the confirmation code for your cancellation?
Yes. Can you send that to me via email, or do I have to write it down?
I do not have authorization to send text messages or email, but they may send you an email. I'm not too sure. But
okay, go ahead. Let me have the confirmation code.
Yes, ma'am. It's C as in cat. 2 6 0 0 1 1 2 2 8 8 4 4 7 7. And you are canceled. You will no longer be receiving any future billing from us. I'm sorry for any inconvenience that we may have charged. Cost.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for contacting customer support. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.